Nolte, desperate for more election year riots, media launched the Dexter Reid hoax. By John Nolte on April 11, 2024. Even lunatic Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson admits Dexter Reid shot a police officer. But that didn't stop the far-left raise hoaxsters, conspiracy theorists, and riot hopefuls in the corporate media from publishing these inflammatory and misleading headlines. The incredible shrinking Washington Post: police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. USA Today: seatbelt violation ends with black man dead on Chicago street after cops fired nearly 100 bullets. CBS News: why did traffic stop? Shootout with Chicago police killed Dexter Reid escalates so rapidly. The Independent: black man's family demand answers after body cam shows Chicago police firing 96 times in deadly shooting. Associated Press: deadly Chicago traffic stop where police fired 96 shots raises serious questions about use of force. Chicago Sun-Times: killing of Dexter Reid raises questions about Chicago police reform. The messages go in guns blazing. Most of those headlines include a photo of the deceased, 26-year-old Dexter Reid, smiling in a cap and gown at a graduation ceremony. Another gentle giant out getting Skittles in MAGA country. And yet, according to multiple body cam videos of the incident, Dexter Reid shot first and injured a police officer. Only then did the officers at the scene shoot back with the intent to kill, as every police officer should when in fear for their life, as these officers obviously were. After the release of the body cam footage this week, even Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson had to reluctantly admit that's what happened. I have also been praying for the full recovery of the officer who was shot during this interaction, and who I visited in the hospital the day of the incident. Thankfully, he is recovering, but if that bullet had hit him a few inches in a different direction, I would be here today talking about the loss of another young black man. I want to be clear, shooting a police officer can never be condoned or excused. I will never stand for that. According to the video and everything we know so far, Dexter Reid was pulled over and refused to roll down his window or step out of the car. Then he shot a cop, a black cop, per the mayor. Then, the cops fired back and kept firing until they were certain the threat was eliminated. All the hoopla over 96 shots is pure hysteria. With Dexter Reid sitting in a dark car behind tinted windows and a car door, there was no way to be sure he was immobilized. Related: Chicago violent crime spree, robbers attack and steal victims' stuff in broad daylight. No one's ever confused me with a back the blue guy. My problem with authority involves all authority. And I'm not saying there were any bad cops involved in this incident, but in general, if you are pulled over and don't do as ordered, that's not only stupid, it's a quick and easy way to give a bad cop everything he wants to make your life miserable. According to the video, Dexter Reid was the only one escalating this situation. And my guess, and this is just a guess, is that one of the reasons he didn't want to cooperate with police is because he had that gun in the car. It really is this simple. If you pull a gun on a cop, that cop has every legal and moral right to shoot you. If you shoot at a cop, Dexter Reid shot a police officer. Had Reid merely pulled a gun, this shooting would have been righteous, but he shot a cop. And we know that because it's on video. But now the very same corporate media that gave us this Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. Freddie Gray hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murder non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. Has launched this latest hoax in the hopes race riots will help re-elect Joe Biden. If Democrats want to burn and loot their own city of Chicago, I'm always happy to see voters get what they voted for. But the thing is this. Just like the Trayvon Martin hoax, the Michael Brown hoax, and the Freddie Gray hoax were meant to prime the race riot pump for when the police were caught doing something truly indefensible, so too is the Dexter Reed hoax. Related, man, this Uber driver completely fed up with Chicago crime as gunshots fired at his car. The corporate media are using a perfectly valid shooting to inflame racial hatred and deliberately stir the racial pot in the hopes a George Floyd incident comes along in time to repeat the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. And the Dexter Reed hoax has not yet fully played itself out. The police officers have been placed on a 30-day leave pending an investigation. And disgraced state's attorney Kim Free Jussie Smollett Fox says her office was investigating the possibility of criminal charges against the officers. You cannot hate the corporate media enough. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.